The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So this weekend was full of Parkland shooting talk. And I found so much of it fascinating. Everybody has plans. Everybody has ideas. And there were some decent plans out there. And we'll be talking to a gentleman who has a company that is working to make schools safer with the Safe School program a little bit later in the hour. But there's plenty of plans out there and plenty of plans that involve you, the parent, and plenty of plans that involve, you know, law enforcement. I know Sheriff Grady Judd from Polk County, Florida, one of my favorite sheriffs of all time. I've spoken to him many times when I was working in Florida. You know, one of my favorite quotes from Grady is when he was asked about his deputies shooting one of a suspect that had killed a police officer 88 times. And his comment was, that's all the bullets they had. It's one of my favorite sheriffs of all time. But he has a plan, and he was on Fox and Friends, their weekend edition. And he talked about his plan that involved keeping school campuses safe. Now, as I was listening to this, I thought, well, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Of course it makes a lot of sense. Now, he's calling his program the Sentinel Program. And he was asked to explain what it is exactly this Sentinel Program is.
Well, we started the Sentinel Program in 2016 when it was very obvious to me and every other law enforcement officer in this nation, when your prevention and your intervention doesn't work, what are we going to do? Do you know that there is gun control on every campus in Florida, and I would submit across the United States, that you can't bring a gun on campus? And no one does, except for the crazed person, the active shooter. There has to be a line of defense. It's not something we want to do, it's something we have to do. And we have developed a program. We don't give a gun to just anyone. But we go through the staff and we look to see who has the clean black background. And in addition to that, we do psychological evaluations. Then we do great amounts of training, even more than the Florida police standards require. And only then will I make them special deputy sheriffs.
So
I've presented this plan to the governor and to the state legislature. The legislature's in session right now. We want to see if the Florida legislature cares as much about the children of this state as we do.
And then he went on, and that's a, you know, that's a pretty strong program. He went on to say that what would be different if his plan was in place at in Broward County at Parkland.
I think everything could have been different. And there's no absolutes in life, but I can tell you this, at least two coaches were killed standing in front of and trying to protect kids. Don't you believe it would be a game changer if they had a gun to defend the children? I do. Here's the basic math. The average shooter is finished with his evil deed in 2 to 5 minutes. We study these things. In fact, in Broward County, it was 3 minutes. The average police response is plus 5 minutes. When 911s call, the shooter is on the campus wreaking havoc. That's too late. We have got to wake up and understand that we have to have more than one, that we have to have specially trained people that have concealed firearms that can run to the threat and protect our children. They're our most important resource. I submit to you, there is not one parent that wouldn't have taken a gun and run onto that campus that day in order to save those children.
I submit that would be absolutely true. We'll also we'll talk to Craig Gundry from Critical Intervention Services, also from Florida, who's been implementing a safe school program a little bit later this hour. And his plan is similar to Grady's, and we'll see just how similar. But these plans are instrumental in making the school grounds safe. Now, there were several stories and interviews talking about what we could do to make school shootings end. Now, are we going to eliminate them? I find that hard to believe. I would like to make them few and far between, a lot fewer than we have. But, you know, no one wants it at any time. But this list talks about metal detectors in every school. Enforce everything. In this story, it says that those calling for more laws to be added are already, you know, those laws are already in place. Simple enforcement of existing laws would cut down on the shooting. There's also, I saw a report this weekend that talked a lot about a plan that many schools had, and I don't know that it was implemented in Broward County or not. But over around the country, they the NAACP and some other groups were agreeing, making collaborative agreements with school boards to establish proven alternatives to arrest for misdemeanor infractions by students. Now, in the words of the plan, it's that include common sense approaches such as counseling and mentorship, and they talk about the agreement highlights the role of school officials in determining when student infractions warrant an arrest versus school disciplinary measures. This may have been in place in Broward County, and I'm sure it's in place in many other school districts. I mean, Broward is one of the top school districts in the country, so it wouldn't surprise me. So, again, the enforce everything, well, some of the school districts themselves need to back up and think about enforcing everything, which I thought we were zero tolerance in today's world, but apparently not. Perform active shooter drills, which I believe Parkland did, or at least they had talked about it. I don't know if they actually did the drill, but they talked about what they would do in case of a drill, and it seemed to work. You know, I said last week, and I mean it. All the lives lost, horrific. All the people injured, horrible. They'll be dealing with it for a long time, a lot longer than you and I will. You and I will have our other worries, and those people at Parkland will still be worried and still be concerned and still have problems and still be sad and still be grieving. But it's a miracle that there's only 17 dead. With what he had to work with and how it happened in that school, a miracle that there's only 17 dead. Number four on this list to eliminate school shootings is reinforce doors, windows, buses, locks. Okay. Are we making it so the people can't get out of the school too? I mean, all these schools are gun-free zones. The only people that have them are the bad guys. That goes to Sheriff Judd's point, right? Recruit retired military and law enforcement. Okay. I'm good with that. Let's do that. That's also some of what, Sheriff Judd was looking into the backgrounds of these people. I'm sure the Safe School Program does that. And we'll talk to Craig a little bit later this hour on it. I'm sure that is an important part of his program. Arm all appropriate personnel, giving teachers, coaches, and administrators. In parentheses on this story, it says only the ones who wish to. Okay. The right to protect themselves on campus is a backdrop to all other methods. No question. And you heard Sheriff Judd talk about how important it was time-wise. They have to go. You think about that. It took 3 minutes for this punk to wreak his havoc and murder these people. 3 minutes. Police were there in five or six. It's too late. The coaches who stood in front of their students, had they been armed, you know, maybe they stop it. Maybe they do. You know, the wonderful thing about hindsight is it's 2020. we can look at it now and say, well, it would have been perfect if we'd have done that. Well, in the heat of the battle, it makes it difficult. There were also stories about teachers talking about what will help this problem. One Florida teacher, she was actually Teacher of the Year, posted a Facebook post that went viral talking about what she thought was the problem and what she thought would solve the problem. And her Facebook post, okay, I'll be the bad guy and say what no one else is brave enough to say but wants to say. And this is Kelly Guthrie Raley, who she was Teacher of the Year last year. Said she'll take the criticism and attacks for her opinion because as teacher with 2 decades of experience, she has to worry about an active shooter situation on a daily basis. Until we as a country are willing to get serious and talk about mental health issues, lack of available care for mental health issues, lack of discipline in the home, horrendous lack of parental support when the schools are trying to control horrible behavior. Oh no, not my kid. What did you do to cause my kid to react that way? Lack of moral values, and yes, I'll say it, violent video games that take away all sensitivity to any compassion for others' lives, as well as reality TV that makes it commonplace for people to constantly scream up in each other's faces and not value any other person but themselves. We will have a gun problem in school. Now, she goes on to explain a little bit about her life and what the problem is. I will say that most of this, in reading in what her problem is the mental health issues and the lack of parenting, the lack of at least a parent saying having personal responsibility. It's always someone else's fault, always. You look at the video games. Okay, I know they're violent video games, and they take away a little, you know, that sensitivity of compassion for others, but I don't think they do if you're getting the right message on the other side of that. Now, that's just me. I just feel that if you're getting the right message on the other side of that, that, hey, you know, that game is not real life. It's not real. Life matters. Personal responsibility. I just feel that I don't know that we can. I would rather blame the parents than the video games. But hey, that's me. Okay? Just rather blame the nasty parent than the video game. And then we had another teacher who was talked about her plan, which I thought was kind of fascinating, that she'd been doing for quite some time. And I don't know that it would be for everyone. But it was fascinating how she's figuring out the problem children. On her own, every Friday afternoon, she asked her students to take out a piece of paper and write down the names of 4 children with whom they'd like to sit the following week. The children know that these requests may or may not be honored. She also asked the students to nominate 1 student who they believe has been exceptional this week. Now, she goes on, and Citizen of the Week, all the ballots are privately submitted. Every single Friday afternoon after the students go home, she takes out those slips of paper and places them in front of her and studies them. Who's not getting requested by anyone else? Who can't think of anyone to request? Who never gets noticed enough to be nominated? Who had a million friends last week and none this week? I mean, that's a pretty good idea to go over the children in the class. It would be, you know, it's like taking a snapshot of what's happening in your class this past week. And being able to kind of get an idea of, you know, who's being bullied, who's bullied. You know, I'm afraid to say something about bullies because I watched, if you have Netflix, Chris Rock's new special just dropped this weekend. And it's really funny. And one of the things he talks about is bullies in school. And how he thinks that we need them. This is Mr. Chris Rock, not Jeff Fisher. So I'll let him take the heat. How he thinks we need them. I don't know why we have too many fat kids in school. Nobody's taking their lunch money. And also, bullies represent what happens in life. You have to get used to dealing with people. So we have all the problems as adults. They don't know how to deal with people as children. And you know, I kind of agree a little bit with that. You know, I want to say we were all bullied. I mean, maybe some of us were bullies. Don't look at me like that. And even the bullies get bullied. Remember that. There's always a bigger bully. Always. No matter what you do. But the safe spaces do represent a place where, you know, the students can at least, you know, I guess it's so hard to figure out. I kind of like the teacher's plan of taking the snapshot at the end of the week. I feel better about a plan like that and getting a snapshot of the class and getting an idea of the students than I do having it be, you know, an armed military base at school every day. But the main point is keeping our children safe, right? So, I mean, we have to, that has to be first and foremost.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.